This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour, we're going to do something that I've never heard on radio. A full one-hour broadcast about how to buy a used car. Kyle Harris called me several days ago, and he said, "Hey, Vin, how about doing a broadcast on how to buy a used car?" And I thought, wow, this is great, absolutely great. And Kyle's the guy to do it with. Why? Because in a previous career, Kyle Harris was the assistant service manager for an automotive dealership. He's seen it all. He's seen the new cars, he's seen the used cars, he's seen what people have brought in to have fixed, he's seen the trade-ins, he's seen it all. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Ben.
So, Kyle, what are your thoughts? How to buy a used car?
Well, all right, let's start off with a little story here. I'll start out, and it'll illustrate a point that I'm trying to, that I want people to get a grasp in their mind with. A friend of mine and I are both bow hunters, and so he was telling me about this hunting trip that he went on, and he got back in there and got into some bulls. He could hear them bugling and stuff, and he got in there and started bugling back, and all of a sudden, here come one right at him. He just can't believe his luck. And this is just an enormous bull, huge rack, great big old thing. And so anyway, he said, I'm telling you, he says, I couldn't get my eyes off of that rack. And he said, you know what I did? When I pulled that arrow back and I let it go, I shot the rack. Because that's what he was concentrating on. So when we're buying a vehicle, this relates this way. When you're buying a vehicle, don't think in terms, think really hard and get some counsel if you don't know about really what your needs are. What he really needed to do was put the arrow right where it needed to go in that elk so he'd have a winter's meat. He ended up not getting anything that year. So when you're going to buy a vehicle, think about seriously what you really want and what you need. There's a huge difference, too, sometimes between want and need, and people need to be able to recognize that. You know, Louis L'Amour said, I'll never forget one of his quotes, and he said, many men look, but very few see. And so I'm just going to try to give you some things, and then you, I'm sure, have as much insight into a lot of this stuff as I do. So it's like between us, I think we'll be able to give people a good basic understanding of what they're wanting to, what they should be looking for when they're trying to get a used car. If they choose to take a hint from Rich Heben and you and everybody and see that this economy is not quite as good as everybody is making it out to be. So I think we're living with a huge white elephant in the room, and the elephant is wearing camouflage. So
I agree. And you know, Kyle, as you were saying this, I was thinking about how many people go to a used car lot and they're thinking maybe, you know, a station wagon type vehicle, and they end up buying a sports car because it catches their eye, and it's absolutely the wrong thing to do from a practicality standpoint. It's hard to put whatever you want to take home if you have a lifestyle like we do. You know, for us, we could not live without a truck. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. We go and buy equipment, and we have to tow it home, hook it up to a trailer hitch. Can't do that with a car. Even if with a trailer hitch on a car, it won't work. Car's not heavy enough to pull the kind of things that we want to pull. So, you know, the best all-around vehicle for us is a truck. And a lot of times when people hear me talk about, you know, Mrs. Finelli and I go out, I mention we're in the truck. Well, that's because we are. So, Kyle, what are your thoughts about how to buy that used car? And, well, let me say this first. I believe that people are buying new cars because they feel that they have to get to work. If they can't get to work, they think they're going to lose their job, and they probably will. So they can't afford to be on the side of the road with the hood up and you know, the radiator overheating or a hose breaking or an alternating quitting or a fuel pump quitting or whatever it might be. They can't afford to be absent from work. So they say, well, what do? We better buy a new car. That way everything's new. And they have this illusion that things are going to be so much better because everything's new. But when they do that, they're in the trap of you can't fix it anymore because you need the dealership computer in order to work on it. Is that right?
Absolutely true. Even Vince, you just mentioned the pickup right there. Okay, so let's just say you're out shopping for a truck. And you know what kind of loads you're going to be pulling, okay? But you come across this really nice-looking pickup, but it's a half-ton instead of a three-quarter ton, and it's not a diesel. But it's a really good price. Can you just walk past it? You know, because it's not what you know that you need. That's the kind of stuff we're wanting to point out for people here, I think, too, you know.
Okay. So, Kyle, if someone is going to buy a truck, do you have a recommendation? If ready, cutting to the chase, is there a truck that is the best value in terms of durability, performance, comfort? Forget the features like you know, the backup cameras and, you know, forget all the fluff, just the basics. Is there a truck that you like best of all?
Yeah, I'm a General Motors fan because I've been a service manager for Dodge, Ford, and GM. And so I will tell you this, though. If you get back in the early years of the Dodge pickup, they have some front-end problems. But, boy, with those diesels, the Cummins diesel is, in my opinion, the best engine that's ever been built. The old straight six, 5.9, I think it was, with a mechanical injector pump. You know, those were the old ones. That was made from about 1989 up to 1995. If you're going to do pulling, if you want something, and even though I will tell you this, that's kind of a scary thing on that. I have a friend of mine that has a 93 Dodge with a Cummins engine in it. And I just ran into him the other day at the grocery store, and I was talking to him, and he's driving a Chevy, a half-ton Chevy pickup with he's a horseshoer. And so he's driving this Chevy, and I said, what's going on? And I said, you finally move up or get some sense instead of driving that Dodge, because I tease him about it all the time. His is a great truck, but I just like to tease him. Anyway, he said, you know, I have this problem in that the front end needed to be re-shimmed and some new bushings put in the front end, but they don't make them anymore. He said he literally had a guy looking for a week and a half all over the country trying to find the right shims and bushings for that old pre-1994 Dodge Cummins diesel truck. So he said they don't make the shims and the bushings that he needed anymore. So you're going to have those are things that somebody should research before you go and buy vehicles. But overall, I like a General Motors vehicle. I just do. I'm not a Ford fan, although the Power Stroke is a really good engine. It's just that they're complicated. They took a really simple design with that Ford engine, the Power Stroke, and they made it real complicated, in my opinion. There's a lot of Ford fans out there that are going to disagree with me, and my son-in-law actually drives a Ford and loves it, but he has put a lot of money into that engine. So anyway, it's just, that's just something. But we can jump here real quick if you want, Vince. Now, that's just for pickups. That's for me, okay? I drive a 95, which is pre-OBD2. It's an OBD1 system, the electronics in it, onboard diagnostic systems. This is what that stands for, and that's Series 1. Then they made Series 2, which was a lot more complicated. It's a smarter computer. It tells you more accurately right where to go to fix something if it's electronic, but there's a lot more electronics to go bad. So I drive something more simple because I can work on it. It's easy to get to. The engine compartment's open. You know, I can just pick it up. But let's jump into, let's just say Joe Blow down here goes and finds decides that he's going to have a new car or a different car. A used car, and he wants to sell this new one, get rid of this brand new $40,000 truck, and he's got somebody ready to buy his, but he's only going to clear about $4,000, say, if he sells it for $40,000. So he goes and he says, well, I'm going to try to get out of debt. So I know what I need. I want to buy. I don't have a need for a pickup. I have a need to have a station wagon. I've got two kids, and I live in an area where it's icy and snowy, so I'd like to have all-wheel drive. And you do some research in there, and you find, say, oh, you land in the idea of I like that boxer engine, and so I'm going to look for a Subaru. So the first thing, and this applies to any car, but I'm just trying to give somebody the thought process of how to think in terms of what you want. If you want a sedan with a trunk, or do you want a, you know what I mean, with a, or do you want a little station wagon? The problem with a little station wagon is you got tools in the back. Anybody can look right in there and see that you got tools. And I travel with tools. So, if you've got a trunk, you can shut the trunk and lock it, and nobody can get in there to get at your tools. But if somebody wanted to bust the window, they'd see that hey, there's something here worth stealing. So anyway, that's just the thought. You know, you got to think these things through. So the first thing I would do is if I'm looking for a car, and I'll find exactly what I'm looking for in the price range I'm looking for, and I don't look outside my price range very far. If I'm looking for a $4,000 Subaru, I don't look at 011 Subarus, you know. I'll catch that up here after the break.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about how to buy a used vehicle. And, you know, you really need to figure out what you want and what you need first. And, yep, as he said, stay within that price range as best you can. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Two quick comments. Kyle Harris is with us, and here's two comments. One, I just read that the best time to buy a vehicle is in May. I got to tell you, that is absolutely crazy. The best time, in my opinion, to buy a vehicle is not in May. It's in February, when it's freezing cold and no one is out looking at cars. That's my comment. Next comment I have to make is the average price that or average amount that a person pays for a car payment in the United States currently is $479 a month. $479 a month for the average car payment. I bought a 2004 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup truck, air conditioning, power steering, power brakes, clean interior, really nice. Okay, had some rust. 210,000 miles, $3,000. I bought a 1996, this is recently, 1996 Mercedes-Benz four-door diesel. No dings. I had some dings and dents, but nothing that was worse than minor, okay? Excellent condition. Both of these vehicles, overall excellent condition. $3,000 for the Mercedes. Mercedes had 160,000 miles. Chevy had, truck had 210,000 miles. Both of them were to the penny, $3,000. Now, that is 6.25 payments. 6.25 payments. So, compared to the average guy buying an average vehicle in the United States, I'm done paying for mine in 6.25 months. Period. Done. Kyle?
Yep. One of the things things, you know, I used to tell my kids, and some of them did decide to buy a newer vehicle, not brand new, but newer, right? I tell them, every single one of them, before they buy it, I said, you know, you can fix a lot of stuff for that much money, talking about the car payment, you know. You can fix a lot of stuff for $479 a month. Man, I mean, you know, that'll buy you a whole brand new set of tires 1 month. You know, that'll replace a tire. Even if you have somebody else do it, that'll replace a timing belt and the water pump on like a Subaru the next month easily. So it's like, you know, that'll replace struts in the front another month. I mean, pretty soon you'll have a brand new vehicle and it'll be completely paid for. And you won't be sunk in debt for the next six or whatever years, you know. But
and the insurance is less. And the insurance is less.
Huge mark. Yeah, a huge amount. So here, let's just say, so we were at the $4,000 Subaru. I'm going to be looking at Subarus in the $5,500 range down to probably $3,000. And the reason I'm doing that is I know for a fact I'm going to dicker with these guys, and I'm going to end up getting it right around $4,000 if that's my budget. And, folks, I'll tell you one thing that's a phenomenon that's starting to happen around this area is there's dealerships that have these signs on their lots, and it says, no more dickering. We're just going to give you our best price right in the window. That is the biggest crock of bull that I have heard in a long, long time. Because what that basically tells you is, I'm going to charge you whatever I want, and you don't have a say in it. So I don't even deal with those people. I've called them. I've talked to the service and sales manager for one of these big companies around here, and I told them, I said, you know, I'll never deal with you guys, and I'll never buy a car from you because I want a dicker. I want to be able to get the absolute best price that I can get, and you telling me what your best price is, I don't trust you as far as I can spit in a whirlwind, you know? So anyway, so I'm going to look at that. I'm going to look at that car in that $5,500, say to $3,000, and maybe even lower, depending on what kind of what it is. You know, maybe even $2,000 one if I come across one that'd be a really good deal. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call this guy and I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to say, well, what about dents? What about rust? How are the tires? What's the interior like? This is before I ever go see it, of course. I said, here's a question that I always start out with, and it usually loosens up a owner's tongue. I'll say, if a guy had $500, what would you fix on this car? And I'll finish this after that bit.
What a great, great question. That's a nice way of saying, so what else is wrong with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, great question. Yep. Kyle Harris and I will be right back. And, you know, I'm listening, you know, kind of with a chuckle because our tactics are so similar. We'll be right back.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The voice of a celebrity chef and globe-trekking TV personalities been silenced by suicide.
Lavash, the national bread. An ever-present feature on the Armenian table and a part of everyday life.
CNN, on which his most recent weekly program has run, reporting that Anthony Bourdain has been found dead by a close friend and fellow chef in a French hotel room. No word on the exact cause of death, but it has been ruled a suicide. It happens just days after fashion designer Kate Spade hangs herself in an apparent suicide in Manhattan. It also comes a day after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that suicide rates have increased by 25% across the U.S. in just the past two decades. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So Kyle raised the question, what would a guy do with $500 to this car? And class, I've never heard anyone say, when I've asked a similar question, well, you know, I'd start by filling up the fuel tank and buy a oil filter and some oil for the next oil change and put the $425 balance back in your wallet. I've never heard anybody say that.
That's a fact. Yep. They always, they'll always come up with something in there. Then, and so when they tell you something, say, well, it, they might say something like this. Well, it could use a new set of new tires. in the front. Okay? Well, what does that tell you almost immediately? You walk around there to the front of the car, you want to look at it. That's what it tells you. You want to look at the front end on this car then. Okay? So if you walk around there to the, you're just walking around the car. You just showed up. First thing you want to do is you want to, when you're talking to this old boy on the phone, you want to say, I don't want you to start the car. I want the car to be cold when I come look at it. So when I show up there, one of the first things I do is I'll lift the hood. I'll put my hand on the engine to see if they did start it or not. If the engine's cold, then I know they did exactly what I asked. But then I'll go with the $500 question and I'll look it over and say, if he says front tires, I'll look underneath the car to see if the front tires are wearing on the outside or the inside of the tire is more worn than the rest of the tire. If it is, that tells me that he's got an alignment problem for the front tire, for the front end. And if it's an all-wheel drive or some of these new unibodies, you cannot just get a front-end alignment. You have to have a four-wheel alignment, which are more expensive. Just so you know, that's just something I'm going to carry on. I'm gonna log all this stuff in my mind, okay? And so the next thing I do personally is I lift the hood. Never have started the engine, nothing like that. I lift the hood. I take the automatic transmission dipstick to out, and I'll look at it. And if it's brown rather than red, and I get a feel for it and see if I can feel a little tiny bit of grit in there. Because what that is that's clutch disc particles from your automatic transmission. So that means it hasn't been flushed or it hasn't, the fluid hasn't been changed with a filter in quite a while. Or he's pulled something, if it's a pickup, he's pulled something really heavy for a long period of time and hasn't changed the fluid. So that means if I feel that, I'm going to check when I drive the car, I'm going to check this transmission out a little harsher than I would if it looks brand new, maybe he just changed it for a reason. So I'm still going to really check this thing out, the transmission. But here's what I'm going to do too. I'm going to take the radiator cap off and I take my finger and I stick it underneath the radiator rim of it. You got to be careful because some of them are kind of sharp. But you're going to kind of stick your finger up underneath the edge of the radiator right there and you're going to see if you find an oily film on it. And you're all right. So then if you do, that gives me a little cause for concern, especially if the engine has higher miles. So I'm going to also pull the dipstick out. If it's low, then I don't care what this guy says, then obviously this thing's using oil or leaking oil somewhere. And if it's real dark, he hasn't changed it in a long time, maybe this thing hasn't had very good maintenance. You know, so there's a reason that car dealerships pressure wash, steam clean engines completely, and they change the oil because that leaves you with no way to know anything about this car, really. I mean, they spray some really nice shiny stuff all over the plastic of the interior of the engine, too, to make it all look like brand new. And they can take an engine that's, you know, got 500,000 miles on it and make it look brand new on the outside. A little bit more looking at the horns rather than checking what really you really need to be looking for. So if it's a General Motors vehicle, as an instance, all right, I'm going to jump from the Subaru just for a minute. General Motors has a problem in the newer, about 1996 and newer, is they changed the intake manifold, which is the thing that sits kind of on top of the engine, and it looks like it's got little channels molded into it, and it goes into the engine block, but it sits right on top. And they didn't have a very good sealer. The plastic manifolds didn't seal real well with the blocks. The silicone that they used in there wasn't very good, and you can tend to get seepage around the front or the back. So I'm going to take a flashlight, and I'm going to look down in there really careful if it's General Motors. I'm a General Motors fan, but I I'm not saying they're a perfect car by any stretch of the imagination. So anyway, I'm going to look at that, and if there is seepage there, then I'm going to point that out, because I know that that is, if I have a mechanic do that, that's about a $400 job, approximately. Okay, I'm not going to have a dealership do it, because they have some new silicones now. I don't know why General Motors didn't do it to start with, but they have the new silicones that'll go on this stuff, RTV, I think it's called RTV, and it's a black kind of a squirt stuff that the mechanics use, and put that on their on the intake manifold, and it'll seal it right up, and you won't ever have any more trouble with it at all. Because I've driven one for almost 100,000 miles and never had any more trouble with it. But so that's just some little things I'm going to look for. If there's a foam on the dipstick, the oil dipstick, if there's foam on that, then you know you've got a blown head gasket. And this conversation is over, unless this guy's willing to practically give it away. Because I'm not buying. My dad had a saying, you know, you can get trouble for nothing. There isn't any reason and paying for it. So then let's just say the oil's looking decent. Say it's a little bit dirty, but it's decent. The guy says, well, it's going to need oil change in about 1,000 miles. And if I look at it and it's kind of a caramel colored with a little bit of dirt, or, you know, a little bit of darkness to it, that's about right. So I tend to. You know, I'm not stupid, but I don't assume that everybody's a liar all the time right up front. But I do assume that they're not going to tell me if something's wrong. So I'm going to be the detective to figure it out. Okay, so I'm also looking at battery cables. Are the battery cables all corroded up? Sometimes they're covered with little red cap over the positive battery cable. I'm going to pull that up and look in there to see if there's acid buildup, corrosion around those battery cables. If there's corrosion there, I'm going to point that out. So basically what I'm doing when I'm looking this car over, I'm looking, if it's something I'm still interested in, I'm looking to the end result of him seeing all that's wrong with this car, maybe that he don't even know, because that's going to go into the negotiating of my final price. So that's what I'm at. All right. So that's the exterior of the engine. I mean, in the interior of the engine, looking around the engine compartment, stuff like that. Look for leaks in the radiator. You're going to kind of look it over and see if the fan blades are hit, or you know what I mean, if the little fins on the radiator have been hit. You just want to look it over and see if, you know, that I'm going to push down on the corners. Here you go. Here's another one. You push down on each corner, because most cars nowadays are even, and the older ones had four struts. You have that's a strut spring assembly. It's a shock spring assembly that's on each corner of your vehicle. So I'm going to push down real hard on those, and it should come up, and maybe it won't even bounce a half of a time, and it should stop. Come right back up and stop. If the struts are good, if you push down on it and it bounces a couple of times before it stops, then you're looking at struts. So I'm going to look underneath the wheel well, take my flashlight, look and see if there's any fluid leaking on the strut seal coming in there, because that way I'll know that struts run with $65 approximately a piece nowadays. So, anyway, I'm gonna know that. If it's got an emergency brake, one of the ways I tell real easily and quickly whether or not this thing's got good rear brakes, not front brakes, the rear brakes, is if it's got a handle, say, in the middle, or if it's got a pedal on the floor, I'm gonna push those down and set the emergency brake. If it goes all the way to the floor, or the handle comes all the way up, there's no adjustment for an emergency brake normally in most cars. So when you pull that up, that's telling you that it's got, if I only pull it up like 2 inches, say it's a little handle, I only pull it up 2 or 3 inches, and all of a sudden that's engaged, man, there's a lot of brake pad there, and there's a lot of brake shoe left in the rear brakes, and so then I know that. If I pull it all the way and it comes plumb to the top and maybe even won't hold, then I know that it's going to need rear brakes. And rear brakes, if they're not disc, they're more expensive if if you have to have it done, let's just say you don't do it yourself, they're more expensive to have done than pads, than the disc brake pads. But I can keep going, Vince, or if you have anything you want to add, just jump in here.
A couple quick comments.
Sure.
I do the same things you do. And but I also do something else. As I'm approaching the property where this vehicle is, I look around and I look at how well the, let's say it's at a person's house, it's a private sale. I look at how the house is maintained, the grounds are maintained, is it unkempt? And the reason I look at that is I figure that if this person owns that property and if this person owns that vehicle, the vehicle would be kept in the same kind of condition as the rest of the possessions or property. So a poorly maintained house, trash strewn around, indicates to me that the vehicle probably got the same amount of care. You agree with that?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
It's the same thing, too. Go ahead. So I'll let you finish.
Okay. Another thing I do is I do all the things that you talk about, and I go to the front wheels. That's if I'm interested at this point. I will go to the front wheels and I will grab the top of the tire and I'll push it in and pull it out with force. And that will tell me if the front bearings or hubs are worn or need to be replaced. Both front wheels. Then I do the same at the back. And then I check the front suspension by going side to side, same kind of a movement. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about how to buy a used car. Kyle, this is part one, and I'm thinking there's going to be a part two, three, four, and five. Are you up for that? You know, over
sure.
The next, I'll do it every couple of weeks. Okay, great. So, Kyle, we've been talking about how to buy a used car, and we're under the hood, and we've walked around it. We have not taken the car for a test drive, and we have not started the vehicle yet. This is before the vehicle gets started. And one last thing I'd like to mention before we continue is the first thing that a car salesman does is you go in for a test drive, the car's already been started, the first thing they do is turn the radio on. We don't do that. The radio, that comes on as an afterthought at the end. Oh, by the way, does the radio work? You know. Okay, please continue.
Exactly. And you notice, I want to back up just for a quick second. You notice when I said I was checking the automatic transmission fluid, I did not say I'm checking the level, because the car has to be started in order to check the level of the automatic transmission fluid. So we haven't still even started the car. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that.
Right.
If you try to check it, if you think you're checking the fluid level before you start it, it's going to be look like it's way over full. One other thing to bear in mind, folks, when you see the add mark on the little dipstick for oil, if it's there's a little mark there that says add, that little mark is for 1 quart of oil. In an automatic transmission, they're not measured in quarts. They're measured, that little mark is a meaning of pints, because in an automatic transmission, they are much more sensitive to being low, and the shifting of the automatic transmission is much more sensitive than the engine needing and circulating oil for your engine. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that, like you said, parts 2, 3, and 4 we'll have to cover. But I just wanted to make sure that I told you that.
the next thing, I guess I'll just start the car. So I'm always with somebody when I go look at a car. Say it's my wife. What I'll do is I'll have her get into the car, and I'm back by the tailpipe. And, or I'm at a place where I'm about halfway in behind the car, say about the door height, because what I'm listening for is two things. I'm listening for a clatter in the engine, anything that sounds like a clatter on a cold start, and I'm also looking at the tailpipe on the other end to see if there's any little tiny puff of smoke that comes out of that on a cold start. The other thing, okay, so if I don't hear any rattles, it's a nice tight little engine, say the thing doesn't smoke or anything like that, but I still want to test a little bit further. So what I've taught my wife to do, and she's really good at it now, is I'll have her rev that engine up to about 1500 RPM and hold it there for about 30 seconds. And then I have her punch it all the way to the floor and let up. And I'm back at the tailpipe watching that tailpipe. When if it smokes when she punches it down, I know that the rings are getting worn. If when she lets up on the gas, it smokes a little puff of smoke then I know that there's valve stem seals that's eventually going to give me trouble with that particular engine. But if it's nice and clean both directions, I'm thinking that the engine is pretty tight. You know, I've already crawled kind of underneath and looked and see if there was a rear main seal or a front main seal or an oil pan gasket. I've done all that too. I've looked underneath the engine before it's ever started. I should have mentioned all that. But I'll crawl underneath there, either jack it up or sometimes I'll bring a set of ramps and run it right up on the ramps and look underneath it before, you know, after I started, of course, and you drive it up on the ramps, I'll look underneath and check it for leaks because a little leak, you know, can go a long ways and make a mess. Well, it looks like we're going to have to get to...
Yeah, another way of doing that is... yeah, yeah, part 2, 3, 4, and 5 and be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Another way of doing what Kyle said is, you know, you have that person, could be your wife, sit in the car and you talk to the guy while it's been idling, and for a few minutes, and do the procedure you talked about for checking for worn rings and valve seals, and then you back it up a little bit, like 10 feet, and then you look and you see how many oil drops are fresh under the vehicle. Just another way of finding out if you have a leak. Kyle, thanks so much for teaching this class with us. I think you've opened a lot of eyes. Actually, I know you have.
Thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.